Welcome back into the post game from West County High School. The semifinals of Class 3, District 3 in the books. Joined now by the head coach of the Steelville Cardinals, John Talley, joining us. Coach, I don't know if I've seen a more electric basketball game from start to finish. You guys come up on the short side tonight, but an awesome showing not only from your guys, but the support that you've had, the support that traveled here for this. What are your thoughts now that things have wound down just a bit?
It's a long year.
That it is.
It is a long year, and honestly, I couldn't be prouder of my guys. I was talking to the coach after the game. He came over and shook my hands, and we kind of talked, and I said, you know, it felt a lot closer than the final score. And he said, yes, it did. It felt like a dogfight the entire time. our fans are great. We've got a great community down there in Steelville. We really, really do. And they rally together. They rally around their school, and they come and support. It's about an hour drive, and, I mean, we had a lot of fans here. So they really showed a lot of support. And I thought our guys battled hard and played hard. We missed a lot more free throws than we usually miss, which was really a thorn in a coach's foot for sure. But West County is a heck of a team. They really came in with a great game plan. They really defended well. I thought they rebounded really well, much better than I expected them to. I thought they rebounded the ball really, really well. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, that's the way it goes. I told my guys that every team in the state, their season ends at some point. Ours ended a little bit earlier than we would have liked for it to. But we were 8-17 last year, and we finished this year 19-6. I couldn't ask for more from them.
That was one thing that I had mentioned as the game started to wind down, is when you took this job, it wasn't in a situation to be a third seed in a district, to have almost a 20-win season and to be in the semifinals vying for a spot in a district championship. And I gave a lot of credit to your seniors on this group. Those guys have been a big part of getting this program to where it is today, and that was an impressive showing.
Yes, yeah, we've got four seniors that really gave, they gave it all for 4 years and really, really poured everything they had into it. And like I said, you know, that's all you can really ask from them. They were heartbroken, obviously, as everybody is on their last game, but they really had a lot of heart.
And just moving forward, I know that that's a kind of a wild question to ask, thinking about next year already, but the foundation that those guys set, the expectations that are now there, and the precedent is now set for this club moving forward, and that's something that I imagine as a coach and a community is very welcomed.
Yes, yeah. You know, we had four seniors, huge role. Drew Whitaker is very, very hard to replace. But we also start a sophomore, a junior, and our first guy off the bench is a freshman, and he doesn't play like a freshman. So there's a foundation there, and our seniors really showed them how to work hard, what it takes to get to where you want to be, and just a commitment. And we really talk a lot about family and buying into each other, and they've really set that table well.
I say it was definitely one of the better games I've seen all year from start to finish, minus score, but just on an effort standpoint. Your guys never let down, and they really – fed off that crowd. It was extremely fun to watch, and just the turnaround that this team has had over the past couple of years has been extremely impressive. Any final thoughts on this group of guys this season?
Man, you're gonna make me choke up. I just, like I said, I couldn't be more proud of them for this year. My seniors, my heart breaks for them, and we're really, really gonna miss them. But I wish them all the luck. We've got a couple that got a shot to play at the next level, and I can't wait to see where they go and what they do. I know I've got one going in the military, and he is super excited about it, and he's going to be a phenomenal servant for this country, and so I'm just really proud of him.
Not only good basketball players, but a bunch of good guys, too.
Better guys.
Perfect. Yeah. Coach, I appreciate you joining us. Once again, the head coach of the Steelville Cardinals, John Talley, on the postgame show. An extremely impressive turnaround. Things fall short today, but, Coach, say the future is indeed bright.
Thank you. Appreciate it.